You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, live from Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mood Ring Radio. I am your host, Abby. Welcome back to Mood Ring Radio. I hope everyone had a great break. That feels like it was forever ago, but this is the first official Mood Ring Radio show of the semester. So I have 15 tracks set up for you guys. Hopefully one of them will meet your mood at some point. And I have the most exciting news ever. And that news is that I am now back in possession of a mood ring. So I have a mood ring on my finger. It will definitely dictate every part of the show. And I'm very excited to give you mood ring updates like I used to. Something just felt so wrong when I wasn't able to do that. So that is amazing news. And without further ado, let's get into the first track, which is Forever by Willow. Enjoy.
As each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to it's too late for me.
That was Maybe the People Would Be the Times or Between Clark and Hilldale by Love. It's quite a long, long title. I do have a little secret fun surprise for all of you listeners out there. I do have somebody in the studio with me right now, and that person is Travis King.
Classic.
Classic. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Me too.
I like that the wave of like this sort of time period, the mid 1960s was sort of chamber pop, and it sort of goes in that same direction, but instead of like using, you know, pianos and string instruments, which was sort of the norm, and like maybe a little bit of like horn instrumentation here and there, like Love takes a lot of Hispanic like influences and a lot of Spanish guitar in there and a lot of trumpet, like a big trumpet.
True.
And I'm like a sucker to brass in music. I love it so much. I love the trumpet. So definitely like what makes this album as a whole, and that song especially, rise above the grade in my opinion.
Basically, go off Love.
Go off Love.
Go off Love. Yeah, I only just started like listening to Love pretty recently, thanks to Travis. Thanks, Travis. And then I just listened to this entire album like a week ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am definitely going to play something from it on the show. So I just did. Hope you enjoyed it. The next song is definitely a shift in mood. Ha ha. So right now the mood ring, well, it was purple. Uh-huh.
What is it now?
It's shifting to like a
is
green.
It? Is it?
It's shifting.
Are you sure?
It's shifting.
Okay.
It's shifting to a little bit of a green, a little bit of a light blue, which means chill, relaxed, calm, because this next song is very pretty and relaxing, and it's a good 5 minutes, so enjoy it. And right after that we'll get back into it with another mood switch, but for now, up next is Naranjita by Manduka.
Naranjita, papacitos serán tus suegros y yo la prenda más rara de tu vida. Naranjita,
we'll be right back. the sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
I do. I love the sun. That was the Velvet Underground with Who Loves the Sun. We haven't had a lot of sun today. It's been rainy.
No, it's been, and it's been rainy, and it's gonna have been raining even tomorrow.
Even tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to, yes. So eloquently put.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rainy in Easton, which is sort of weird because it should be snowy. Hashtag climate change, hashtag global warming,
true, hashtag activist, hashtag leftism,
hashtag I can't think of another good one. So I guess that's my PSA for the show. Stop being bad to the earth. So that
it's a good PSA.
Yeah.
We can log that on the show.
I'll log that on the show or
thing,
no
on the thing the club Excel.
The club notes or whatever.
Yeah, we got new quotas.
Yeah,
radio station got new quotas.
Oh yeah, by the way, guys, I am on the WJRH board this semester, which is very exciting. Excited to be part of that, and I am the public relations director. So with that being said, go follow our Instagram, which I don't know the at off of my head, but I'm pretty sure it's just like WJRH_radio. I'm pretty sure that's correct. I'm gonna double check it. Yeah, I'm correct. At WJRH_radio on Instagram. Check us out. Hopefully we'll be posting cool things soon. And that is all me. And we're also going to maybe try to revamp the TikTok. So, you know, keep your eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a power couple because it's like a situation where I'm the treasurer. I control all the money and she controls the media, you know?
Yeah. So, like,
if
so true.
If we wanted to.
If we wanted to.
We could take over WGRH.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, I don't know. Not like we're threatening or anything, but just like keep that in mind.
Keep
that in mind.
Alex Kasparian.
All right, the next track is a little bit more upbeat. Not that the last one wasn't, but this is Saliva by Victor Vaughn. Enjoy.
He sold me dust. Give him!
Great balls of fire. Guess who just crawled out the mouth of Maya? That can make you trust a motherfucking liar. A real sucker diver. Vaughn never been a ducking diver. He spit on the mic, yuck saliva. Hold it like a truck driver. Hold a CB on a sharp turn. Still clutching his chest from the heartburn. What's your handle? I need a Zantac, Ock. And thanks before I blank into anaphylactic shock. Rock the disco, chocolate on a Crisco hole. Cocktails, so let's still tell a joke like Joe Piscopo. Tell him the basics. Basically, break the matrix. And just for kicks, make them gel like Asics. That's why they acting standoffish. Interviewed by hand like canned raw crawfish. Can you please pass the cocktail sauce? You might as well know, hell is hot as hell, boss. Tell my horse. He said, broads call me horny. I make sure I pose them back if there's too scrawny or bony. Phony MCs use a standing. Leave them hanging like if I ain't know where his hands been. Hussy, how about we buddy up you just for me? Bust a knee, then go finish study, a plus degree. True victory, a new sick story. I never met a chick that was too thick for me. Holy Moses, my old earth know me closest. And how I played it back and stayed bent like scoliosis. It's no puzzle. You can act Doc Dismore. The slow guzzle got your nizzle crooked like Big Jaw. Drink like a fishy, she wish she was a Pisces. Live since back with 25 cents Ices. Used to turn your tongue to color red. Now they wanna fill you full of lead. What the fuck the young fella said? What kid? He's born in red blooded. Do yourself a favor or come on, get head buddy. Yoke him if he run. I'll be there in a jiffy, son, with the flames suppressing like off the 151. Quit your bitching or get loud in your babble box. Punish them for dry snitching now, eat this travel fox. UBI, once it passed through your yellow belly, only thing he said was, can you please pass the jelly? Almost in what? Like a promo play to cut. On a late night, before you touch the mic, get your weight right. A lot of crews like to act like a violent mob. They really need to just shut the fuck up like Silent Bob. Either that or get smoked like hickory. Shrimp squash the beef and go wash their teeth quickly. Notice the write a rhyme like a mystery. And sign it at the bottom in calligraphy, your nigga V.
That was Saliva by Victor Vaughn. I am pausing again because it's halfway through the set, and that means it is poetry time. Woo! It's kind of a rough week for poetry hour because I don't have a poem to read to you. But I just looked up one, and I'm going... Well, I just looked up a theme, and I'm going to read it. Basically, my mom has snow day tomorrow, so she doesn't have to go to work, which is so nice.
Nice.
I'm very happy for you, Mom. Shout out Canandaigua. Shout out Western Upstate New York. Shout out snow. So I just looked up a poem about snow days, and the very first one that came up, I don't think it's like a great poem, but I don't feel like digging for one, and I didn't have time because the song was running out and I just found out my mom has a snow day. So here's the poem. In the winter, it's every kid's dream, as snowflakes begin to appear, that suddenly there'll be a blizzard and they'll cancel school for a year. Though most kids are willing to settle, and I am inclined to agree, they could merely close school for one day. One day off would be just fine with me. A day free from all forms of homework, a day without science or math, when you leave all your school books at home and run out the door with a laugh. It's by Barbara Vance. Thank you, Barbara Vance. I do want to point out that it says a day without science or math, so I agree. Science and math are the worst subjects. So, yeah, sorry to all my women in STEM out there, but I'm an English girl, so that's good by me. Anyway, that was the poem. Sorry that it was not written by anybody exciting. Sorry, Barbara. It was, you know, next week I'll try to get an actual poem written by somebody I know. But that's okay. Up next is Hey by the Pixies. Enjoy.
Hey! Been trying to meet you.
Thank you. knickers out, chest part cheesy. Boy, yeah, honey body, you make me want to play with you. And if you wanna bring your dice, that'd be real nice. Six-sided dodecahedron, it doesn't matter. Boy, yeah, honey body, you make me want to stay with you. Oh, honey body, what you doing Sunday? Baby, sipping the Coca-Cola with me, babe. Boy, yeah.
Was Honey Body by Kishibashi. I'm not too familiar with Kishibashi, but Travis, you seem to know.
Kishibashi's good.
Yeah. Do you know any fun facts?
He play the violin, he play the computer, and he combines those to good music.
True.
I don't know. He made a really good album in 141A. He made a really good album, in my opinion, the next one, but I forget the name. That one has Ballad of Mr. Steak, and it's just about him really enjoying a steak.
Oh.
Which I both really enjoy listening to and also relate to on a spiritual level.
Go off, Mr. Kishibashi. Thank you for the song.
Thank you,
Kishi. I will listen to more. Don't really have any talking points, so we're going to get right into the next song, which is Sunday Morning by Margot Gorion. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Enjoy.
Sunday morning. never been told, and make a brand new check seem old. And I like to meet them. Oh, I'd like to meet her, yes I would. You know, I'd like to meet her. Oh, I know I'd have a good thing going on, yeah. Now I know there's no one finer than you, my sweet darling Lana. And if there's no one can find her, if some lucky guy does, I know he'd have a good thing going on. Look at him, baby. Now if there's anyone in this world as brave and as bold as you, baby, that can walk right in to a lion's den and make them all stand up and grin and tell me, somebody tell me, where can I meet them? Yeah. Don't you know I'd like to meet her? You know, honey, I'd like to meet you, yes, I would. I know I'd have a good thing going on, yeah. Oh, I'd like to get somebody to satisfy my world.
That was "We'll Have a Good Thing Going On" by David Ruffin. I just love David Ruffin's voice. If you didn't know, he was one of the lead singers for The Temptations. But yeah, I just think David Ruffin is very fun to listen to, and like, you know, like good like Motown stuff to enjoy, if that's what you're feeling, or just in general, good music to listen to. So yeah, that was David Ruffin. The next song is "Bastards of Young" by The Replacements. Thank you to Travis for this one.
Fulfilled, tied to it. So many problems, yet none at all. So many windows through every wall. So many feelings you won't express. So many failures you call success.
That was Don't Let It Get You Down by Kevin Ayers. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But we have one final track for you tonight. Any words, Travis?
No.
No? Okay. No words. The last song is Range Rover by Porches. Thank you for listening. It's good to be back, and I will see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for listening. I already said that. But yeah, this is Range Rover by Porches. Enjoy. Love you always. Bye.
How do you sleep at the end of the day?
are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. That was Mood Ring Radio with your host, Abby. Stay listening in case the Charlie and... I forget the name of the show after me, but there's a show after me. Stay listening, and maybe you'll catch some tunes from them. See ya.